So, getting back to this man, Julie, what would you be thinking?
So, similar thought pattern. We're not going to cure this patient. You know, he can't have really super aggressive therapy, most likely, from what you're saying. My top line nowadays for this type of patient is probably romidepsin, because I think they tolerate that better than pralatrexate. Gemcitabine is another opportunity, but single agent, probably sequential single agent.
What do you see in terms of tolerability, particularly of romidepsin versus pralatrexate?
The issue with pralatrexate is mucositis is a problem, and especially in older patients, they just don't tolerate that very well at all. So that's the problem with that particular agent. Romidepsin has some cytopenias, definitely fatigue, but it's relatively well tolerated.
And in terms of the pralatrexate mucositis, do you do anything to try to prevent it? How do you manage it? What about dose reductions?
Right, so you need to try to give vitamin B12 and folate. Has to start at least 10 days before the first treatment, which is sometimes an issue with some of these aggressive T-cell lymphoma patients. And there's some data about using ice chips, as we do with melphalan with pralatrexate. There's also a little bit of data in patients that have developed mucositis to use leucovorin. And there's some data about using that as well. So some things to try.
So, what happened with this patient?
So, this patient actually got pralatrexate as second line. He received it from the local oncologist, sort of gave him the same sort of recommendation about single agent therapy, and got pralatrexate. And I've not seen the patient back, but my understanding is that had a partial response to it, some mucositis, but overall tolerated it reasonably well. Anticipation would be that at further progression, we'll likely get romidepsin as the
What's
next
your
line.
experience in terms of tolerability of these two agents?
I find romidepsin's more user-friendly, better tolerated.
Chris, anything you want to add to that?
I think my experience with pralatrexate is probably a little bit of an outlier. We treated patients on the pivotal trial, and all of the patients that I treated on the pivotal trial went into complete remission. So that's a little bit of an outlier. And so
So remind me to send my TCLs to you, Chris.
And
Some
all of
in the
them
water.
are still in complete remission, you know,
How many
years
of
out from
those?
the
How
trial.
many
So
patients?
three. So there were, out of the 110 or 111 patients on the trial, there were 11 patients that had CRs. And so
Were
this
these
is.
all PTCL or
So
were they
these are
different?
all PTCL
NOS.
patients. Yes, all
PTCL
PTCL
NOS.
NOS. Yeah. So I think that my experience with the agent has to be taken with a little bit of a grain of salt because that's not the experience with the agent in the trial as a whole. And one of those was somebody who had mucositis with the single dose, and that's the only dose that she ever got, and it's still in complete remission. But for most of them, if you're very aggressive, both in the patients that I've treated on trial and outside of the trial, if you're very aggressive with the vitamin B12 and folate supplementation, and if you stop therapy when somebody gets mucositis and reinforce the need for supplementation, in most younger patients, they're able to tolerate the agent without too much profound mucositis. In older patients, that can be more of an issue.
In my experience, I mean, if you're trying to put these two head to head and sort of ask about tolerability, I think there's no question that romidepsin is better tolerated. I think one of the issues about pralatrexate, which concerns me, you know, you talk about toxicities. Mucositis is a terrible toxicity for a patient. Everybody would say they're uncomfortable, they can't eat, that's a lot of morbidity and so forth. It's not, you know, a blood abnormality that we see, like the transaminase elevations that you worry about, but the patient may not feel anything. The patients really suffer from that. And I had the opposite experience. We participated in the pivotal trial, and none of my patients responded, and we had a lot of toxicity issues. So I've, like Julie, I think, favored romidepsin or gemcitabine in these situations.